One man has drowned and another is recovering in hospital after crocodiles attacked a small fishing boat in the NT. The pair were hauling in crab pots when a croc charged and capsized their 3-metre tinny. One of the fishermen drowned under the boat, but a 72-year-old man survived after fending off the crocodiles for 3 hours by throwing spanners and spark plugs at the beasts. Police are investigating after a suspicious fire destroyed a mosque near Geelong. Firefighters were called to the mosque in Manifold Heights just after 2 o'clock this morning to find the bluestone building well alight. An 18-year-old man will front court today charged with plotting a lone terrorist attack in Sydney. Police say Tamim Kaja, who was arrested yesterday morning, was looking at possible sites around Sydney and was making arrangements to get a firearm. He's also been charged with trying to fly to Syria to fight for Islamic State. Immigration Minister Peter Dutton says unemployment would rise if Australia increased its humanitarian intake of refugees. In an interview with Sky News, Mr. Dutton criticised the Greens' proposal to increase the refugee intake to 50,000.